This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I guess the scales have fallen from our eyes. More than half of American consumers surveyed say the day after Thanksgiving no longer offers the best deals of the year. The personal finance website WalletHub also analyzed ads from major retailers and found that there are a lot of deals on so-called Black Friday, but it takes detective work sometimes to find them, Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
WalletHub looked at thousands of Black Friday sale ads from the country's 35 biggest retailers. WalletHub analyst Jill Gonzalez says 90% of them offered real savings.
About 10% do not. Be careful and make sure that you're not falling for a trap.
The steepest average discounts are on books, movies, music, and toys. If you want furniture, Gonzalez says wait for President's Day. Jewelry, hold off until February. The average Black Friday discount is 37%, Gonzalez says, down a bit from last year.
However, we also see that discounts are being offered year-round instead of all boiled into this one shopping holiday.
Retail analyst Marshall Cohen at the NPD Group calls this the graying of Black Friday over the past few years.
Black Friday turned into Black Friday weekend, which turned into Black Friday week, which this year, it's now Black November.
The new diluted Black Friday, Cohen says, is good for consumers. More online markdowns and increased store hours mean shoppers can score deals without the pandemonium of Black Friday's past. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.